You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Good morning. Thank God it's Friday, as the old saying used to go. We made it. Of course, the weather is just magical. And thank God we're together. Learning, laughing, crying, doing it all together. Thank God. Got a fun show today. Informative. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you be horrified. We're going to do it all. I know it's Paul McCartney's birthday today, and we'll play a couple of his tunes, but Ray and I are in the mood for an 80s Friday, so we'll do a Jethro Tull Monday coming up, all Tull on Monday. But today, we'll play, like I said, we'll play a few Sir Pauls. We've played a truckload of Beatles on this station, but, you know, there's some 80s Paul we'll throw in there, a little Spies Like Us. A little No More Lonely Nights. We'll do it all.
Last week we did the Top of the Heap classic rock songs.
Yeah.
It amazes me how much Beatles get no play on the radio.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they're like one of the most the most influential bands in history, and they have no play.
Yeah, so really a classic rock, like a KLPX kind of thing, playing Beatles. Yeah, you're right. You don't really hear that much.
Which is sad.
You might hear a Revolution maybe once in a while.
Yeah, or like Helter Skelter maybe.
Right.
But you would never hear any of the really popular ones because they can't go that far back. And I get that. I get what they're going after.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like they're part of one of the big parts of the tapestry of rock and roll. I mean, you got me.
True.
And, you know, also, I guess they get, now they're stuck in just the oldies state. Like, if there is an oldies station left over, that's where they've been relegated, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a shame. Because they're way better than the oldies.
You are correct. So anyway, we're going to do 80s anyway. So what a fun 80s Friday here. Ron Arenas will be here, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling. Now think about this. This is like Santa Claus visiting us at 6 o'clock in the evening on Christmas Eve.
We just had them here yesterday to check on our AC units. We've got a man down, as they say.
I'm just telling you. So we're thrilled that Ron's going to be here. And then my buddy CJ Ham, who used to write for Tucson Weekly, Tucson Foodie, and, of course, he is one of the owners of both Mulligan Sports Bar Restaurant and then Saguaro Corners. So he's gonna do a double shot power here. We're gonna do, like, he's gonna bring some grub, right? And then he's gonna hang out for the hour, and we're just gonna talk about food and stuff and whatever we want to talk about. So we're gonna have a little fun with CJ in the second hour, and then we're gonna rip the knob off with former state senator Frank Antonori in the third hour. So it'll be totally hilarious, totally fun. And we'll talk about what I made last night for dinner, which you should be making for dinner, which is the slow cooker Memphis-style ribs. But we'll get to that before it's all over. Very easy, totally amazing. Put the pictures up on Facebook, and a bunch of people were asking for the recipe. So I put the YouTube video from my America's Test Kitchen Kids are actually already up on my Facebook page. And if you want it, I will send it to you. But we'll talk about it in the second hour. So here's the rundown for today. Let's go to the rundown. I was just talking to one of our business friends. My Tell People in Marana just hit me up. Tell Tuesday, you want me to send you guys a playlist?
No, thank you.
Maybe what I'll do is I should have... Now, Greg, I know you're listening, so let's get... Give me the top 10 best Tull songs ever. And I think we'll take a dive into at least part of it. Let's do that.
Yeah, because we can only do 6 an hour or 5 an hour.
Right. So again, as we like to say, we love his passion. We love his passion. So let's do this. So we got to get to Cantone, Craig Cantone, who's been on the show before. He writes op-eds. He's written some op-eds for The Star, but he writes a lot of op-eds for the Wall Street Journal. He's the guy who lives up in the foothills area who's constantly talking about how horribly trashed all the Pima County roads are because they don't actually take care of it. But he... So we heard about the shooting, all the shots fired on Country Club and Glenn. Ray and I played you the video that had the audio of all the shots fired. Well, Cantoni's dentist is right next to where the shooting happened. We have a... I'm going to actually read you Cantoni's email that he sent me of what actually what the dental people told him happened on this past Monday. So we're going to do that. Then we have the Colorado Secretary of State issuing emergency rules prohibiting audits, which I think is hilarious. We're going to talk about the Portland police riot team. I got to get to the story of the group of parents who sent their kids' face masks to a lab. We got that going for us. KOLD, Live Local, and Bud Foster, Hannah Titi, does a story about Tucson's homicide rate. Thank God for the TV news, because you would never get nothing from Dylan, the paper, and the Weekly. So Howard Fisher finally jumps into the Ducey singles out COVID, but won't block out other vaccine rules at university. I already covered this, but we're going to talk about it. We have someone who's jumped in for the Arizona Attorney General race. And then rest in peace, Frank Bonner. Herb Tarlick from WKRP passed away yesterday. Yep.
Man.
79 years old.
Wow.
Makes me feel old as hell. So anyway, Herb, rest in peace, buddy. We loved your suits. I couldn't tell you anything else that Frank Bonner was in, but he changes our lives as the great Herb Tarlick. The radio sales guy.
Wow. You know, I think you really encapsulated it.
There's a little truth in all of those characters, right?
Absolutely.
You know, is there a little bit of Johnny Fever in Ed Alexander? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And all of our jock friends, right?
Yep.
And then Les Nessman as the news guy.
So funny.
I was honored that the Farm Bureau gave me an award, a media award, because we were doing a lot of interviews talking about agriculture and things in Southern Arizona. I call that my Silver Sow Award in honor of the great Les Nessman. So, When we come back, I was talking to a friend of mine who is very active in business advocacy out there, and he's an actual business owner who's part of the Pima County Small Business Commission. And we have a number. So we keep seeing the stories, right? Everyone's got friends or people they know that own a business that can't hire. We're going to assign a number to that when we come back. So, Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Here we go. Uh-oh, going right for the mode. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Ah, there he is. King of Smooth, Lionel Richie. Welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. We're doing an 80s kind of Friday. You know where to find us for your requests. Of course, we have 790-2040 or wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. Or you can hit me at the useless Zuckerberg book, as we like to call it. Now, let's get to, well, geez, why is it so hard to hire anyone around this place? So I guess the Small Business Commission folks at the Pima County, this is coming straight from the empire itself. We have workforce participation number. So from what I understand it is you are healthy and absolutely eligible to go work. And you might have been working before, but you willfully choose not to work. It's like Seinfeld in the Big Race, the Christmas episode where Jerry goes, "I choose not to race." They're standing in their house saying, "I choose not to work."
I just watched that episode. So funny.
Love that episode. Yes, George, the big raise. So what do you do, George? Architect? Well, have you designed anything? Have you seen the new addition to the Guggenheim? That was you? Yeah, didn't take me as long as I thought it was going to. Nothing better.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, these are our brothers and sisters in the workforce who do the Jerry Seinfeld, "I choose not to work." We are the worst, according to this report. We'll get a copy of it hopefully in the next day or so. Well, meaning Monday maybe, or later today. They're saying that, okay, we're the worst in the entire state county. We're worse than the Grahams, the Greenlees. They're all beautiful. I'm just giving you a feel of this. No one's going to touch Maricopa County, okay? But we're the worst. The worst! Yuma County's probably kicking our butt. So what percentage of our brothers and sisters are choosing not to work according to the evil empire of Pima County? And that number is, hold on, I always put my dinger too far away. Here we go. The number is 42%. 42% of our Pima County brothers and sisters can work and choose not to work, according to Pima County. So, of course, I said to my friend, "What's the answer? What are they going to do? We're going to give $1 million or something to that Pima One Stop thing. Useless." Pima One Stop and Trio are very similar together. There's these things that the county gives money to that when they come around to election time, they go, "You know, we support Trio and the One Stop. One's doing, you know, workforce development." Again, my favorite phrase that's never really, no one, very few people know what it actually means and does it. And then the other side, of course, is Trio. "Yeah, we're giving them 600 to 800,000. Schnell's making 400 G's, and we pretend to do economic development." So here's the other thing, right? So you have people that either love the free money coming from the feds, or actually, most of the time, when I hear people, when I have employees, if you're an employer, call me on this one. I want to know about this. This was in the past. I remember when different businesses I've worked with, there would be someone calling that said they were working at Pima One Stop, right? That worked there. I got Pima One Stop helping me. I'm making phone calls. Do you have an available job? Blah, blah, blah. And you go, "Well, yes, we're hiring for a driver at $15, $17 an hour." And they go, "Okay, thanks." But then they never show up, right? Because then it sounds like they're just doing the little tango to get the unemployment check. And it's like, because they're at Pima One Stop using their telephone, you know, I hopefully there's someone from Pima One Stop who's signing off on their stuff going, "Ray has done a really hard job looking for a job this week. He does deserve his unemployment benefits for the next so many weeks." I'm even hearing they're going to buy people can't buy gas to... They can't buy gas to get to a job or go to school. So like Pima County's going to buy like gas cards. Well, these people have enough money to show up at La Paloma to go use the pool on a summer special. They have enough money to go buy, you know, kick-ass new stereos and laptops and PlayStation 5s. Yikes. Here's the other thing. So I've told this story before. A friend of mine, she got her vaccine whenever she was first of ELB, a couple months ago. Month and a half ago. Her and I are talking, and she's still wearing her shield thing. I go, "What are you going?" "Well, I got my shield on." I go, "Why? Do you believe in this vaccine? Do you believe it does what it does?" She goes, "Well, yeah." I go, take off the shield. Right? So all of these nutballs at Pima County and the city of Tucson, they've all been vaccinated, right? So why don't you show the way, get out of your hobbit holes? I know Sharon likes sitting in her, in her kimono back at her house doing meetings. Yes, there's a horrifying visual for you. Sharon Bronson in her kimono. All right. So Sharon loves doing her meetings in her kimono, right? I know the dude loves sitting in his, you know, in his sweats doing a Zoom meeting, eating microwave burritos during the meeting, all right? Well, you know something, people? If you really believe in your, quote, magic vaccine, get off your ass and do meetings. You're still feeding into the fear. Let go of your virtue signaling. You're part of it. Remember, half this town works for either the city or the county. They must have a relative who says, we're not going back to work yet. It's too dangerous to go back to work. Do you believe in your damn vaccine or not? So I'm telling you, man, think about this. All of you sitting out there saying, man, can I hire somebody? I need to hire somebody. I'm desperate. 42% of our brothers and sisters are actively choosing not to actually work, according to Pima County. I'm sure it'll all work out in the end, as our good friend Joe Higgins would say. Now, let's get to the city of Tucson. We know that you guys stink at roads, you stink at public safety, you stink at staffing cops, you stink at keeping parks safe and clean. Right? Guess what else you stink at? Keeping pools open. According to everyone on my Facebook page, Ray Allen, when he does its weather, it's hot as hell outside.
I can confirm that one.
Thank you, Ray.
Even if I didn't do the weather, I could confirm it.
The city of Tucson has a bunch of pools that they're not even opening because they can't find lifeguards. Okay. So there's 20 pools that the city owns. They've kept closed 8 of them. So there are kids, the working poor, all of these folks that Rahina says she cares about, and these kids are roasting, and they can't keep it open. Now, let's get to the job posting. Four. Now, what I don't understand about this, so this is a job posting. This is a date opened May 28th, 2021. Date closed June 20th. HR analyst Sandra Fata. Anyone looking for a job in this lifeguard? I think Ray would be a great lifeguard, personally.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
I'm there. He oils down like the Baywatch people.
Once I leave here, I'll just go sit up in the pool.
ParksHR@TucsonAZ.gov. Now, what I find really interesting about this, everybody, is guess how much the starting salary is for a lifeguard at the city of Tucson? $12.15. Hey, I thought the city put everyone up to 15. So, Rahina, what I want to know is why is the city of Tucson screwing the working poor by only doing 12? I thought you said 15. Fight for 15. I mean, your spiritual father, Raul Grijalva, is a fight for 15, and you're screwing these people with $12.15? I mean, I'm just telling you, man. So the city of Tucson, according to their own thing, they're underpaying people, and they have eight of the 20 pools are not even open. So as we like to say, Tucson, what else can't you do? When we come back, I'm going to read you the Craig Cantoni email he blasted out of the report from the dental office people of the shootout on Monday. And it's amazing how the Arizona Daily Star, I've only seen one. Here's the thing. We'll talk about it with Ray. I want to know, have we seen, other than that one story on KOLD that talked about it, have we seen anyone else talk about this? That's a research project for you wakeys. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 voice. Can't be a little men at work on an 80s Friday. I used to love Down Under, that song by them, until that Australian guy had that show after me a couple of years ago, and then it was like, you know, sticking a needle in my eye. But anyway, bringing back bad memories. Sorry, Ray. He's like, no, he's management. There's no comment over here. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 the voice, local news and talk. So now we have Craig Cantoni. He's been on the show multiple times, and he is a very smart, irascible young man who lives up in the foothills. And him and his wife love to walk, even on 127 degree days. And they love to clean up. He's got this thing, right? He's so disgusted by the garbage and signs, illegal signs and stuff, that him and his poor wife, he drags her around the whole county picking up garbage. And if he showed you what he kind of keeps a little journal of what he picked up, it's just amazing. Half filled bottles of booze getting thrown off, food. It's just amazing. Okay. So he sends out and he's a very smart guy, and he's got some good sarcasm going on, as usual. So Cantoni sends out, he has an email list that I'm part of, and he does send it to everyone in the press too. It's not like I'm getting this, like I'm getting the little special Cantoni thing, right? I think he even sends it to the losers at the Star and all this other stuff. Okay. So this is the Cantoni. You want a headline for an email? This is the headline for the email. Go to a Tucson dentist and get shot. That is the email title from Cantoni. Now, if you remember, just to give you a little backup. So I'm going to a meeting. I'm talking to Ed Alexander because, you know, I want to make sure he's part of the 23rd anniversary party. Save the date, July 31st, Marriott University Park Hotel. Overnight stays, breakfast with Ed. We're doing it all. We're back, baby, as Frank Costanza once said. Second Seinfeld reference of the day. Well, actually, seventh. Now, Ed calls me up and goes, dude, truckload of shots at near my house. I said, what were you doing? Well, him and the dog were watering the plants. And he said, dude, I actually kind of ran into my house. And he goes, you know, this is so sad. He goes, I thought it was the two crack houses kind of near my house, but it seemed just a little further in a different direction. So it's something different. Then the friend that I met for 9:30, which, you know, for him is breakfast, so for me it's lunch, right? And we met at the Beyond Bread on Campbell, right? And he went through Glen to make a right on Campbell. He goes, dude, there's something going on at Country Club in Glen. There's a truckload of cops. Okay. So we saw a story, and I guess we got to do a little research. And Wakey's, do some research for me if you can. How many stories were actually written in the press about this? Okay. I feel like there was a KOLD, maybe a K-Gunner. I feel like it's KOLD that said, oh, shots fired in vicinity of blah, blah, blah. On Monday.
We definitely reported it. And so KOLD had it.
Okay.
So for all right. Sure we had it.
All right. So we got, as we like to say, we got that going for us. Okay. Oh, filthy pirate coffee. I want to be honest with you. For 2 days, we were out of filthy pirate. So Ray was making some Kirkland dog crap. Okay. And it was coffee. But then I knew when Dan brought the new filthy pirate, Ray had it cranking before I walked in the door, and I could smell it. And I thought, pirate's back in the house. So, Filthy Pirate Coffee. It's not a coffee shop. He grows his own coffee that's amazing. It's in the Lely's Shopping Center over there on La Choya and Orange Grove. When Ron Arenas gets here on next segment, we'll find out if that shopping cart's still there. Now, it's the one on La Choya that still sits there. I call it the Rex Scott Memorial. Now, So we got all of these shots going on, okay? We had the video that a listener, Jim, sent us from his neighbor that basically we tried to play it as best as possible. You could hear the actual shots. And then I tried to count them. And I got up to about 60 to 70. I'm sure I missed some because there's a parts where it just goes so fast you feel like you're in a war zone. Okay? Country Club and Glen, your current councilwoman there is Sharon Braun. Is Karen Ulick, and then your county supervisor for that area is Sharon Bronson. Yikes. Now, Cantoni, go to a Tucson dentist and get shot. Our family dentist is the best we've ever had. He's so good, it's worth the risk of getting shot to be treated by him. This is Cantoni's words. On Monday, there was a shootout in front of his office, which is on Country Club, two blocks of Fort Lowell. News reports said that there were multiple shots fired, a victim in the hospital in serious condition, and the shooter hasn't been found. My wife, so this is, let's see, what day is this? This is June 17th, right? So this is yesterday. My wife had a dental appointment today, and the dental office provided her with additional facts. Apparently, it was a shootout between rival gang members, judging by gang colors. And 80 rounds were fired. Judging by the number of casings marked by the cops with evidence placards. The employees heard the fire and yelled for everyone to get down on the floor. The victim was found on his back on the street. Who said we were going to hear this one right now, this line, with blood spurting from a wound. The doctor from a nearby medical office administered CPR until ambulance arrived. Cantoni, I have a dental appointment there next month. Maybe I should wear a bulletproof vest, or at least the lead vest that they put on patients when the dental x-rays are taken. 790-2040. Let's go to Jim. Jim, I feel like this is the Jim who sent us the email. Jim, good morning.
Yes, I was the one that sent that to you.
Yes, sir.
And the reason, so I followed up on that, and I checked the websites for the TV stations, and they mentioned the shooting early Monday morning, but they never mentioned it again the rest of the week. The Daily Star had one picture of the cop car with a caption under it saying something about the shooting, but nobody has covered this. It just totally amazes me considering the amount of volume of gunfire.
Right. I mean, think about it. This is 8:30 in the morning on Monday morning. Okay. 80 shots fired, dude on the ground with blood spurting from a wound, and there's no coverage almost, is absolutely astounding.
And so the thing is, my friend has sent, that's the third audio he sent me in the last 7 or 8 months for gunfire. Not the other ones were just a few rounds, but it's happening over there all the time.
So I, you know what it is, Jim? So when these reporters sit with their news directors, right? Because their news directors are sending them out on these things, right? It's Saved by Zero, right? Sorry. Anyway, so what happened was that they go, you know, someone's like, hey, we hear there was 80 rounds shot and blah, blah, blah. And they go, you know something? I need you guys to really cover that it's 113 out. Right, I need four reporters to do stories about the heat. Forget about the guy dying in the right next to the dental office. Screw that. Work on some heat stories. Is that where I feel like that's where we're at?
Well, I agree.
So, hey Jim. So one of the TV stations has asked me about that video of your friend. Can you ask him if somehow if they blurred out a little bit of the screen, if they are allowed to use that? Could you do that for me, please?
Yeah, I'll do that. The reason why I asked it blurred out, because that was his front yard more than his backyard. So that's really...
And as I said on the air yesterday, he has a beautiful front yard.
Right.
So, but please ask him, because one of the three stations wants to play it.
Okay.
All right?
I will do that.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. Take care.
Have a great day, sir. All right, when we come back, again, like I said, this is like Santa Claus come visiting us at like more like 9 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve, right? The kids should be going to bed. It's Ron Arenas, Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, in possibly the hellish week of the year. So, and there's things going on with supply lines. I mean, this is a real hootenanny. We're doing an 80s. It's the old Cougar Melon Camp. About those pink houses. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right. Wake Up Tucson. It's Paul McCartney's birthday, but we're also doing an 80s kind of Friday. I always liked that song, No More Lonely Nights. He had that bad movie thing, something, say, give my regards to Broad Street or whatever it was. And that was one of the few salvageable things, was that pretty little song. So again, I keep saying it, Santa Claus has visited us at 9 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve. This is the equivalent of the great Ron Arenas from Picture Rocks being here. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
First of all, I can't believe you're here. This is your break from what's it's coming out to hang with us.
So, I keep my commitments.
I appreciate that. It's what we love about Ron and the whole Arenas family. Tell us what the heck's going on out there. Give us the sit rep, Ron Arenas, and what's going on in Tucson's cooling situation this week.
Well, I heard that the top news story is it's hot outside.
It's bigger than getting shot on the streets.
Right, exactly. We're running crazy. We're trying to get everyone that we can serviced, trying to get parts, trying to get units. Everyone is back ordered, and
Since the entire Western United States is under this heat thing.
Right, right.
It's not just like an Arizona thing, right? Everyone else is having things blow up in other states and things like that.
Yeah. Our distributors have been trying to pull parts and units from all the cooler states.
Right. You know,
or Northern California, Washington, Oregon, Utah.
Maine. Yeah. So, because there's so many problems here, right? We have, I assume, you know, in relation to making parts, right?
Right.
They have their employment problems like everyone else.
And transportation problems.
Right.
And there's probably millions of circuit boards sitting in the harbor of LA waiting to be checked in so that we can all get them.
Yeah, this supply line problem from Asia is massive.
It is. It's affecting everyone.
You know, I always talk with our friend Brad at Pottery Fiesta because he gets a lot of his high-fired pots from Vietnam.
Ah.
And he has the little cool app that will tell you where his container with pots is.
Right.
It's like, oh, it's still sitting in the Pacific Ocean right outside the port of Long Beach for another 17 days.
Yes, exactly.
So
we're all in literally the same boat.
And then I assume when someone needs some sort of temporary cooling while their air conditioner is out, that's also at a premium.
Right.
Ugh. So this is why. I'm looking smarter than ever when I keep telling everyone to get your
AC checked early.
Do their check. I feel pretty smart having Abel come out 2 months ago.
Right, right. I mean, things happen, but if we can at least go through your system early and try to find something but if there is something there, we can fix it and get you ready for that hot summer. Because your hot summer is here, and it's not going away for a long time.
I noticed yesterday, for all of you people praying for monsoonal moisture, I started noticing yesterday that, you know, the moisture getting kicked out.
Right.
From what's in the air is actually starting to actually show up on the side of my house.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like, I think it was Tuesday morning, it seemed really humid.
Yep. So we're getting there.
We are. You see more clouds in the sky and there's some more humidity in there. So
let me speak words of comfort. I don't know if there's any truth into any of this crap, okay? But when it gets super hot out there, it really cooks up that monsoon even better. And it's going to be the best damn monsoon ever.
It's true.
It does. It draws it in.
Is that true?
It is.
Oh,
you need a really hot morning when it's actually monsoon time. It's not. We're not here yet. If you get a hot morning, it'll create the pressure needed to make the rain happen.
Right. Exactly.
See, like Marv said on Facebook, I said this a couple of days ago. You don't deserve 72 degrees in February if you can't take the 113 in June once in a while.
That's true.
So we all knew where we moved into.
Right.
Okay. Another thing, too, is I understand when it's this hot across the West, I understand we're going to get into climate change. I got it. But you know something? We had a very cool spring leading into this.
Yeah. Yeah. May was very mild.
Yep. I mean, if there's a guy who will know, because remember the year ago, it was the worst of all worlds, right? We're under this lockdown crap.
Yeah.
Right? The mountains were on fire.
Oh, yeah. That was horrible.
And it was the hottest damn spring ever.
Right.
I just remember going on the side of the house to get the hose to go water my plants. At last, and the sun just felt like it was going to melt me in late April. You know, so we're getting there. We'll be fine.
Yeah, we'll be fine. We'll get through it.
I got some buddies coming in from Yuma this weekend, and I told them, I said,
and they're going to cool down here in Tucson?
That's what I told them. I just texted her. I said, hey, it's all relative. Can't wait for you to come to Tucson and cool down a little bit.
Right.
So there are worse places than Tucson right now for summer. So
El Centro, man.
Oh,
yeah.
El Centro's got issues for lots of different reasons. But that always, you know, anything that it always seems, I understand it's like Yuma, California version in relation to the agricultural and things like that. But that stretch of desert between the mountains and Yuma, that's why they in Return of the Jedi, they filmed parts of the Tatooine scenes and those dunes out there. So I don't know if you guys know that.
I didn't know
that,
but it makes sense.
So they didn't go. There were certain scenes they had to do some extra filming on, and they already did their original stuff in Tunisia, is where they usually shot Tatooine scenes. They actually did some pickup shots in Yuma.
Oh wow!
For Return of the I think it's legally California, the dunes, but Yuma wants to, of course.
Did they film
the
combing the desert scenes from Spaceballs there too?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. We'll have to look.
I'll have to find it out.
So, so Ron, that's what I want to say. Another thing you always preach.
Filters. Air filters. Change them every month.
Explain how important that is right now when your machine's running as much as it is now. Explain why it's important, and tell them again one more time for some of these newbies, what kind of filter should they buy? Because everyone wants to overbuy, and that's the wrong thing.
Correct. Right. So you want to buy a inexpensive pleated filter. Usually Lowe's or Home Depot has them, three pack for $10.
That's the one I just bought.
That's the one that you want.
Yep.
Change it every month, all year long. First of all, it's filtering the air that you breathe in your home. So right. You want as clean air as possible to go into your body. But the other thing is, that AC unit is working overtime right now. And if you have a clogged filter, it's just working harder. It's shortening the life of the air conditioner. It's driving your electric bills up. So it's doing nothing but bad things if you have a clogged filter in there.
So here's something we haven't talked about in a while. Talk about the strategy of cooling your house when it's uber hot out like right now. Is it something where you should be, you know, sometimes, yes, I understand about what your thermostat number is, but, you know, should it be lower earlier? I've heard this kind of, I've seen some of this crap where you like almost pre-cool the house earlier in the day before it gets crazy.
It's so hot outside that pre-cooling it, I don't think does much, because once it gets to 115 outside,
right,
your house is going to heat up.
Right.
So I've always preached just keep it at the temperature that you're comfortable at and just leave it alone.
All right. I can handle that. All right. Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, picturerockscooling.com, 440-4069.
That's us.
Look at me. I tell you, that song still gets in people's heads.
It does. Yeah. We really like our jingle.
I will tell you, between that and Rocco's stuff,
yeah,
there's an earworm in it that, you know, and it just people like, literally, I was at a meeting right after the show one time, and I swear to God, they go, I'm singing that Picture Rock song. All right, let's do some holidays while Ron is here, because this is something we do in this day. CJ Ham from Saguaro Corners is here. He's going to be our Food Friday guest, and also him and I, he can talk about, we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things, but we love having CJ on. Very fun. You'll recognize his beautiful, smooth voice. What do we got here today? Oh, well, first and foremost, Sunday is Father's Day. So happy Father's Day. A preemptive shot. Happy Father's Day to
happy
you.
Happy Father's Day to you.
And that's coming up on Sunday, of course. It's Work at Home Father's Day. I guess they're saying if you're a father, you should be able to work at home, kind of thing. It's Ugliest Dog Day. Let's see. This is interesting. National Take Back the Lunch Break Day is interesting, because there's so many people that I guess are not taking their lunch break
and just trying to. Through.
Yeah. I think you, it's not whatever you think you're doing by at a job you work at and you're there for nine. I'm not talking about what you're doing. I'm talking about you got like an office job. And right. You're just going to, I'm going to put the nose to the grindstone. It's usually not worth it.
Yeah.
Big day for people in there's National Day of Prayer for Law Enforcement Officers Day. That's a pretty big one. National Flip Flop Day. And it's also Go Fishing Day. Haven't gone fishing in a while. And then I love next to each other. It's International Panic Day and International Picnic Day. So we got that going. All right, let's go to the phones. Roberta's got a question for Ron Arenas. Good morning, Roberta.
Good morning, guys. Listen, this is, I hope, a quick question. And
sure.
Ron, you might be able to help us avoid trouble in the future.
Okay.
Last night about 5 o'clock, real quick power surge, lights just blipped off and on. And then about 20 minutes later, I realized the air conditioner wasn't running. It was running, the air was coming out, but it was warm. So we got to get the service guys last night, and he said our compressor was really hot, so we cooled it down. Sure enough, a few minutes later, it came back on, and it worked all night. But was there something we did that could have avoided, if indeed that was the compressor overheating? Is there something we can do to keep it from happening this afternoon?
You got 9 seconds.
When there's a power surge like that, turn off your air conditioner for about 45 minutes.